The Bush administration says it supports a package worth up to $75 billion to help the economy rebound from last month's terrorist attacks. The package would consist of spending, tax breaks, and relief for people thrown out of work. President Bush named his figure today at a meeting of business leaders in New York, but his real audience may have been the Congress, which will need to approve the measures. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Even before September 11th, the White House was considering taking action aimed at giving the sluggish economy a boost. It was a controversial idea because it might further reduce what was then a dwindling surplus in the federal budget. But then disaster struck and everything has changed. The stock market has taken a hit, consumer confidence has fallen, and many companies, most notably the airlines, have seen their business fall way off. Now the idea of a stimulus package has widespread support. Today, for the first time, the White House put a price tag on what it is looking for. The amount, $60 to $75 billion. That would be above and beyond the $40 billion in emergency funds already approved for the recovery effort. The president noted that over the past month, another $40 billion worth of rebate checks were mailed out to Americans as part of the tax cut passed by Congress earlier in the year. Still, he said, that's not enough of a stimulus given the current situation.
We believe there ought to be more to make sure that the consumer has got money to spend in the short term. Secondly, there needs to be business relief as well to encourage investment. And finally, there needs to be a displaced worker package. We got to recognize that as a result of September 11th, folks have been laid off, and we need to make sure they're able to survive until this economy gets going again.
The president has not detailed exactly what his stimulus would amount to, saying he's now given Congress the parameters for the debate. Today, Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill stressed the urgency of the situation in testimony before the Finance Committee of the U.S. Senate.
The depth of the contraction, as well as the pace at which the economy returns to a healthy rate of growth, will depend in very large part on how fast consumers regain their confidence.
The White House is performing a bit of a balancing act here. It wants a package large enough to give the economy a discernible boost, but not so big that it leads to higher long-term interest rates. Earlier this morning on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said Democrats prefer a smaller package, somewhere in the area of $50 billion. Daschle said the size of the stimulus is a concern because the disappearance of the surplus may well mean Washington returns to deficit spending in the months ahead. But Daschle adds,
I think we've got to be realistic here. You know, this is an emergency, and I don't want to get hung up for weeks about finding offsets or opening up the tax cut debate of last spring all over again. You know, I said everything's on the table.
Democrats say they will push to make sure the stimulus package targets lower-income Americans. President Bush in New York City stressed that the fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong and said he's optimistic that with a little help, a rebound can come about relatively quickly.
And now we just got to be aggressive and make sure we do what we need to do at the federal level to provide a kickstart, to give people reasons to be confident. And we will do that. And this isn't a Republican idea or Democrat idea. It's an American idea, and it's the right time for us to come together to get it done.
The Bush administration wants bipartisan support for a plan. It also wants Congress to act quickly. That means the details of the package are likely to be worked out in meetings well before the actual legislation reaches the floor in either the House or Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.